The Tri-City News sent questionnaires to each candidate in the 2022 civic election to learn more about who they are, why they are campaigning, and what are the issues that matter most to them. Candidates are being published to our website in alphabetical order. Mathila Karnik. Age, 36. Years as a Port Coquitlam resident, 4. Occupation, admissions advisor at Vancouver Film School and business owner. Most recent civic, volunteer work? Adopt a spot cleanups. Website, mathilakarnik.ca. Facebook, Instagram, at Karnik4Councillor. Why are you running? As much as I am in love with Port Coquitlam's amenities, infrastructure development, natural beauty and access to sports and activities, I need to work toward making the city a truly resilient urban city. Resilience comes from working closely with the most diverse, most vulnerable of residents and giving them the knowledge, expertise and peer-to-peer intervention to navigate their new, intimidating environments. Resilience comes from acknowledging the commitment, bravery and abilities a woman of color can bring to the city council, and recognizing the need to give the right representation in local governance all the support that is needed. What's your number one issue and why? Community engagement at a micro level is tantamount to overall progress and economic development, and it can be achieved through peer-to-peer programs created to support families of color and help them navigate new environments, leveraging specific skills and abilities toward apprenticeship programs with local businesses, recognizing the diversity of arts and culture inherent within Port Coquitlam and making it front and center in the downtown core, giving youngsters the ability to harness the power of technology early on and explore careers within gaming, animation and moving Port Coquitlam toward being an inclusive tech hub.